नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 1। द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड इज इक्वल टू एवरीवन। टेक्स्ट नंबर 26। तस्मात् वैरानुबंधेन निर्वैरेण भयेन वा स्नेहात् कामेन वा युञ्जात् कथञ्चिन्निङ्क्षते पृथक्। Translation and purport by His Divine Grace S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: therefore, by enmity or by devotional service, by fear, by affection, or by lusty desire, by all of these or any one of them, if a conditioned soul somehow or other concentrates his mind upon the Lord, the result is the same. For the Lord, because of his blissful position, is never affected by enmity or friendship. Purport: from this verse one should not conclude that because Krishna is unaffected by favorable prayers or unfavorable blasphemy, one should therefore blaspheme the Supreme Lord. This is not the regulative principle. Bhakti Yoga means Anukulena Krishnanushilanam. One should serve Krishna very favorably. This is the real injunction. Here it is said that although an enemy thinks of Krishna unfavorably, the Lord is unaffected by such anti-devotional service. Thus he offers his benedictions even to Shishupal and similarly inimical conditioned souls. This does not mean, however, that one should be inimical towards the Lord. The stress is given to the favorable execution of devotional service, not purposeful blasphemy of the Lord. It is said, Ninda Bhagavata Shunvams Tat Parasya Janasyava Tato Napaiti Yah Swapi Yati Adha Sukrutas Chutah. One who hears blasphemy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead or his devotees should immediately take action or should leave. Otherwise, he will be put into hellish life perpetually. There are many such injunctions. Therefore, as a regulative principle, one should not be unfavorable towards the Lord, but always favorably inclined towards him. Shishupal's achievement of oneness with the Supreme Lord was different, because Jay and Vijay, from the very beginning of their material existence, were ordained to treat the Supreme Lord as an enemy for three lives and then return home back to Godhead. Jay and Vijay inwardly knew that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but they purposely became his enemies to be delivered from material life. From the very beginning of their lives, they thought of Lord Krishna as an enemy. And even though blaspheming Lord Krishna, they chanted the holy name of Krishna constantly, along with their inimical thoughts. Those three were purified because of chanting the holy name of Krishna. It is to be understood that even a blasphemer can be freed from sinful activities by chanting the holy name of the Lord. Certainly, therefore, freedom is assured for a devotee who is always favorable to the service of the Lord. This will be clear from the following verse. By rapt attention fixed upon Krishna, one is purified, and thus one is delivered from material life. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has very nicely explained the word bhayena, which means by fear. When the gopis went to Krishna in the dead of the night, they certainly feared chastisement by their relatives, their husbands, brothers and fathers. But nonetheless, not caring for their relatives, they went to Krishna. There was certainly fear, but this fear could not check their devotional service to Krishna. One should not mistakenly think that Lord Krishna must be worshipped by an inimical attitude like that of Shishupal. The injunction is Anukullasya Grahanam Pratikullasya Varjanam. One should give up unfavorable activities and accept only favorable conditions in devotional service. Generally, if one blasphemes the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is punished. As the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, Tanaham Dvishata Kruram Samsareshu Naradhama Pipamya Ajasram Ashubhan Asureshva Evayon. There are many such injunctions. One should not try to worship Krishna unfavorably, otherwise he must be punished. At least for one life, to be purified. As one should not try to be killed by embracing an enemy, a tiger or a snake, one should not blaspheme the Supreme Personality of Godhead and become his enemy in order to be put into hellish life. The purpose of this verse is to emphasize that even the enemy of the Lord can be delivered, not to speak of his friend. Srila Madhvacharya also says in many ways that one should not blaspheme the Lord Vishnu through one's mind, words or action. For a blasphemer will go to a hellish life along with his forefathers. Karmana manasa vacha yo dvishat vishnum avyayam manchanti pitrastasya narke shashvati sama. In Bhagavad Gita 16.19.20, the Lord says, Tanaham dvishata kruram samsareshu naradham shipammi ajasram ashubham asurishu eva yonish asurim yoni mapanna muda janmani janmani mam aprapeva kaunteya tato yanti adhamam gatim. Those who are envious and mischievous, who are the lowest among men, are cast by me into the ocean of material existence, into various demonic species of life, attaining repeated birth amongst the species of demonic life. Such persons can never approach me. Gradually, they sink down to the most abominable type of existence. One who blasphemes the Lord is put into a family of asuras, in which there is every chance of forgetting the service of the Lord. Lord Krishna further states in Bhagavad Gita 9.11-12, Avajananti mam muda manushim tanam ashritam param bhavam ajananti mam bhuta maheshwaram. Mudas, rascals, blaspheme the Supreme Lord because he appears exactly like a human being. They do not know the unlimited opulence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Moghasha mogha karmanu mogha jnana vichetasa rakshasim asrim cheva prakrutim mohinim shrita. Anything done by those who have taken the attitude of enemies will be backfired. Moghasha. If these enemies try to be liberated or to merge into the existence of the Brahman, if they desire to be elevated to the higher planetary systems as karmis, or even if they desire to return home back to Godhead, they will certainly be baffled. As for Hiranyakashipu, although he was extremely inimical towards the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he always thought of his son, who was a great devotee. Therefore, by the grace of his son Prahlad Maharaj, Hiranyakashipu was also delivered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Hiranyakashipus chapi Bhagavan nindaya tama vivakshur atyagatsuno Prahlad dasyanu bhavatah. The conclusion is that one should not give up pure devotional service for one's own benefit. One should not imitate Hiranyakashipu or Shishupal. This is not the way to achieve success. So here in this verse, the Narad Muni is explaining to Maharaj Yudhishthir how one can achieve the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There are various ways of rendering service, and to have different types of attitudes towards the Supreme Lord. And according to one's consciousness, one sees the Lord in different ways. Here, Srila Narad Muni is explaining to Parikshit Maharaj, Maharaj Yudhishthir, that by enmity or by devotional service, by fear, by affection, or by lusty desire, by all of these or any one of them, if a conditioned soul somehow or other concentrates his mind upon the Lord, the result is the same. For the Lord, because of his blissful position, is never affected by enmity or friendship. Srimad Bhagavatam is like the cotton swab. In the cotton swab, there are so many threads going here and there, interwoven. So similarly, in Srimad Bhagavatam, there is conversation between two great devotees, and sometimes they quote from previous authorities what they have heard. And so therefore sometimes it may appear that how suddenly Narad Muni is telling to Maharaj Yudhishthir, or sometimes there are different conversations between Narad Muni and different kings, now Yogendras, and like that. There are, because they are quoting different authorities from previous incidents, and their purpose is to glorify the Supreme Lord. Whatever they had heard previously about the glories of the Supreme Lord, as Paramahansa devotees, they have assimilated that into their hearts, and they are trying to share that with everyone. Therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam is Paramahansa Sanhita, which is the topmost of all the Puranas. Paramo Nirmat Saranam Satam. It is released by those who are Nirmat Saranam Satam. Those who are, do not have tinge of envy in their heart. They can release this Srimad Bhagavatam. And in Srimad Bhagavatam, these different examples are coming. And sometimes it may appear that how the Supreme Lord Is he partial towards his devotees? Or is he impartial? He treats everyone equally. And according to one's consciousness, one perceives that sometimes one may think that the Lord is partial. He favored demigods or his devotees, and he gives punishment to non-devotees. And sometimes, therefore, the Lord is appeared to be very cruel, that he gives punishment. I'm suffering because of some deeds which I don't know what I had done in my previous life or in this life. But now the reaction has come, and nobody likes to be punished. So therefore, sometimes it may appear that how Lord can give punishment, or how he gives some reward to his devotees. So therefore, it is very important to understand from such pure souls as Srila Narad Muni and Srila Shukadeva Goswami, what is the nature of the Supreme Lord? Why the Supreme Lord does these things? Supreme Lord is compared as sun. The sun is unaffected by any kind of dirtiness. We can see that when the sun starts shining in the sky, whatever dirty things are there in the material world, they get cleansed up. Even it is the worst thing, the extricate of any living entity, if it's there, when the sun shine falls on it, it becomes clean. So similarly, the Supreme Lord, he's unaffected, like the sun, he's unaffected. By chanting his name or by remembering him, the enemies or those who are having wrong attitudes in their heart are purified. And this is one of the graphic examples of Shishupal. Shishupal was, right from beginning, he was blaspheming the Supreme Lord with so many bad words. And his mother knew that he will be killed by the Supreme Lord if he continues to blaspheme in this way. So therefore, she had asked something that please protect him as long as he doesn't blaspheme to a certain level. And he used to continuously blaspheme, and he knew that if I cross 100 times, then I'll be killed. And at the time of Rajasuya sacrifice, as we know, that when the Supreme Lord was given the topmost position by Maharaj Yudhishthir, he was worshipping him. At the time, Shishupal could not control. He became so much envious. That is the nature of a person who is very envious, that he cannot see the progress of anyone. Sometimes, as long as this anartha is there in the heart, one cannot see that others being progress, others making more advancement. Even one may be a neophyte devotee, a very beginner. When he sees that some senior devotee is getting so much praise and he is so much empowered, he feels envy. That why he is getting so much praise and empowerment by the Supreme Lord. And sometimes those who have made means he may be appear to be senior devotee, but if he sees that junior devotees are making more advancement, they are understanding scriptures and they are getting empowered, sometimes he may feel envy towards younger devotees. So that shows that he is not a senior devotee. He has a lot of anarthas and he should get purified of those anarthas. So Shishupal was not able to tolerate the glorification given to the Supreme Lord. And therefore, what he could do? He could just start blaspheming the Supreme Lord with bad words. And the Supreme Lord is unaffected. He was unaffected by whatever he was saying. Did he say that dogs bark and caravan passes? Dogs keep barking and the caravan, they just go unaffected. They don't give any attention to dogs barking. So here Shishupal was thinking that by his blasphemy he will minimize the position of the Supreme Lord. But the Supreme Lord was unaffected by it. And it is not that the Supreme Lord is happy when someone offers him favorable prayers or unfavorable blasphemies, he is affected. Supreme Lord is unaffected by anything. He is waiting for the devotion. He sees the what is the attitude, in what consciousness one is approaching me. Whatever one is offering, it is ultimately in what purpose we offer to the Supreme Lord. That is important. So here, Shishupal was continuously blaspheming and he was not able to understand how many times he has blasphemed because he became so uncontrolled that he just kept on blaspheming the Supreme Lord and he crossed his limit. And as soon as he crossed his limit, the Supreme Lord sent his Sudarshan Chakra. This is to deliver him. He said in Srimad Bhagavatam that Sudarshan, Sudarshan means auspicious darshan. And Supreme Lord sent his Sudarshan Chakra to deliver him. Because he had blasphemed sufficiently now and Supreme Lord wanted to deliver him and he was going to get liberation. So therefore, Supreme Lord sent his chakra, Sudarshan Chakra, very auspicious, it is very auspicious. And that what happened to him, he was killed by that Sudarshan Chakra. And in front of everyone, everyone could see that the spark of his life entered into the body of Lord Krishna. And then it got liberated, it went, it assumed its original form. And here Srila Prabhupada very elaborately explains that who was Shishupal and who were Shishupal and Dantavakra. In previous lives, they were Jaya and Vijaya in the Vaikuntha Loka. And because of a small mistake, they were sent into this material world. And they were given choice that whether they want to become the demigods or for the six births or three times demons. So they thought that let us take the birth of demons, because there are only three lives, we can come back very soon. That was their way of calculating. And this was the last life, Shishupal and Dantakura, that was their last life. And therefore, when they were killed by the Supreme Lord, they attained liberation. So this is very, very difficult to understand to a non-devotee, that when he is killed by the Supreme Lord, how he achieves liberation. And therefore, sometimes they may interpret that it is better to blaspheme the Supreme Lord, and in that way we will achieve liberation. And of course, Supreme Lord will not send his Sudarshan Chakra to everyone to kill. What he does, he says in Bhagavad Gita, Tanaham Drushata Kriyana Samsareshu Naradhaman Shripamya Ajastram Ashubhan Asurishva Eva Yunishu. Srila Prabhupada has quoted this verse 2 times in this same purport, and in previous verse also the same verse is quoted. And it may appear that the Supreme Lord, he sends such mischievous or envious people into hellish conditions of life. That why Supreme Lord is so cruel that he has to send them into hell, which is, there are so many punishments are given. Why, what is the necessity for some kind of misdeed or some kind of sinful activity, he sent into hellish conditions of life? Of course, it is said that is another mercy of the Lord, that the Supreme Lord is all merciful. He does not like his children to be misbehaving. When the father sees that the child is misbehaving, he has to take some action. Otherwise, he will develop bad habits and do wrong things. So therefore, sometimes father has to punish the child, rebuke the child, and see that he develops good qualities. So therefore, the Supreme Lord also sometimes is not happy when he sees that the conditioned living entities in this material world are engaging into sinful activity. And therefore, according to the laws of nature, they are sent into different hellish conditions of life. And here the Lord is saying that Tan Aham Kudushata Puran Aham, I myself, Lord is saying that I send them into Shripami Ajastram Ashubhan Asurishva Eva Yunishu. They are sent into hellish conditions of life, Asurishva Yunishu, into the family of the demons, where they forget the Supreme Lord. They become so big demons that they forget the Supreme Lord, because that is their desire. They perpetually forget the Supreme Lord. And when, after so many punishments, when they are favored by a devotee, or somehow other they come in contact with the devotee or the Supreme Lord, then they have some hope that they can be liberated. So therefore, this is another mercy of the Lord, that he sends them into such conditions where they forget, and they get the reactions of their sinful activity. Otherwise, someday they have to get the reactions. Sooner or later, whatever good or bad somebody has done, he has to get the reaction. He cannot escape. As long as one has not completely purified of all the contaminations, anarthas in this material world, it is not possible to go to that supreme abode. We have to be completely cleansed of all the anarthas. And There are so many anarthas within the heart. Lust, anger, greed, envy, pride, illusion. So many anarthas are there, and they are constantly troubling the condition living in. The soul is by nature very pure. But these anarthas are constantly troubling. Sometimes the conditioned soul gets so much affected by anger that he becomes angry. He doesn't realize that what is happening, why he wants to achieve something, and when that desire is unfulfilled, he becomes angry. And then he forgets, he falls into illusion. Sometimes he becomes proud of his achievements. He thinks that I am the only one. And therefore he becomes very proud of his small achievements. Sometimes he becomes greedy. He wants to achieve more and more and more. And there is no limit how much one can achieve more. Because he is affected by this anartha of greed. If one is happy by performing devotional service or accepting the mercy of the Lord, whatever he has given and whatever condition the Lord has kept him, if he is satisfied, then one can overcome these anarthas. And therefore the method of purification as performing devotional service to the Supreme Lord has been recommended, and Prahlad Maharaj has given so many wonderful ways of performing devotional service. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakhyam, Atman, Vedam. 9 types of devotional service. And Srila Prabhupada explains that any one of these devotional service one can perform and achieve the ultimate perfection of life. And there are devotees, those who have already perfected in each one of these devotional services. Shravanam Kirtanam, one can just hear the glories of the Lord, or one can chant the glories of the Lord. And in that way one can achieve the perfection. It is said that the Supreme Lord cannot be understood by our material senses, blunt material senses. Atha Sri Krishna Namadi Na Bhaved Prayam Indriya Sevan Mukhehi Jivado Soyam Evas Purityata. It is said that the Supreme Lord cannot be understood by our material senses. One tries to understand the Supreme Lord by intelligence, one will not be able to understand. By studying the scriptures or by performing austerities, by giving charity, so many ways one cannot understand. But how one can understand the Supreme Lord? Sevan Mukheri Jivado. By serving the Supreme Lord, beginning with tongue. And what are the two functions of tongue? It is explained. Srila Rupa Goswami explains that Vacho Vegam Manasa Krodham Jiva Vegam. These are different urges of the tongue, like Vacho Vegam and Jiva. It means the urge to speak and urge to taste. These are the two activities of the tongue. To speak something and to taste something. If someone develops the taste to speak, means he likes to speak about the Supreme Lord, glorify, then his tongue is purified. He doesn't speak nonsense. He doesn't speak any prajalta. That has to be avoided. When he regulates his tongue only to speak about the glories of the Lord, glorify his devotees, then his tongue is purified. And one should take only Krishna Prasad, the food which is offered to the Supreme Lord, in the proper consciousness. Then And it should be honored. We say that it is prasada seva, honoring prasadam. It is not just simply eating prasadam. It is honoring, means whatever mercy the Supreme Lord has given, one should accept in that consciousness. And in that way, one will be purified. So therefore, when somebody glorifies the Supreme Lord with tongue, one's consciousness is purified. And here we can see that the same very tongue Shishupal was using to blaspheme the Supreme Lord, which was quite hurting to the Supreme Lord also, in one sense, because it is not that Supreme Lord is like a stone-hearted person and he is just standing and he doesn't understand the emotions of people. Sometimes people come to ask lot of things from the Supreme Lord, that internally they have a lot of desires and they pray to the Supreme Lord. And it is not that Supreme Lord is not fulfilling the desires. He knows what is best for that person. And he will reward or he will punish in due course of time. So therefore, he understands the emotions of all living entities. And he reciprocates accordingly. And here, he was not so happy that when Shishupal was blaspheming. And at another incident also it is explained that when Hiranyaksha was also blaspheming Lord Varadev, that time also the Lord was not very happy. And he had to kill, as Jai Vijay in their previous lives, they were Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha. They were also like fighting with the Supreme Lord. And Supreme Lord had to kill them. And that was the mercy of the Supreme Lord. Externally it may appear that they appeared as demons and the Supreme Lord killed them. But the Supreme Lord was awarding liberation to them. That is the mercy of the Lord. And here in the next verse, Srila Narad Muni is explaining that by devotional service one cannot achieve such intense absorption in thought of the Supreme Personality of Godhead as one can through enmity towards Him. That is my opinion. Srila Narad Muni is explaining that one cannot achieve that type of perfection, that type of absorption, as one is blaspheming the Supreme. We can just see that, like, one is able to think a person in two conditions. When one is so much loving that person, one has love towards some person, he will always keep thinking about that person. Or one is totally envious of that person, still one thinks about that person. That somebody is my enemy. And he is going to trouble me somewhere or another. Problems are coming because of him. I am not able to perform devotional service. Or all these complications are happening because of that particular devotee. He may not be the cause, but it is going on in our mind. Because we have that anartha within our heart. Therefore, we think that, oh, this is the cause. It is according to our perception, we try to judge everyone. So therefore, the word is a reflection of our own mind. Like, whatever is the consciousness, that according to that we perceive the whole world. If we have non-envious attitude towards everyone, then we will see that how everyone is nicely engaged into devotional service. Like, even the advanced devotees, they are giving wonderful lectures and speaking about glorifying the Supreme Lord So properly everything they are doing. If somebody is cleaning the temple, one will see that, oh, so nice, he is so fortunate that he got this opportunity. He is cleaning the vessels of the Lord. You will think that, oh, he is so intimately serving the Lord, worshipping the deities. Book distribution, one will think that, oh, he is so much empowered that he is distributing Prabhupada's books. He is reaching, he is taking so risk and going out and distributing books. So if one has non-envious attitude, then you'll see that everyone is so blissfully engaged into devotional service. And there is no problem. He will just think that, oh, I'm not able to, there are so many anarthas in my heart. I have to purify. I have to practice more. Other devotees are getting more mercy. I have to practice more so that even the Supreme Lord gives me little attention. So that will happen when one's heart is purified. And this is a process to purify the heart. And we can learn from Shishupal that Shishupal was externally given punishment. Because Supreme Lord also will not give punishment till he does some sinful activity, he will not give. And one has to get reaction when he performs some sinful activity. It is just a matter of time. If he has done some sinful activity, he has to get punishment. Sooner or later, it has to come. Similarly, devotees also should know that one may, in the beginning, may think that there are so many anarthas, I am performing devotional service, but that is not happening, means I am not able to relish the chanting of the holy name, or I am not developing any taste in serving the devotees or worshipping the deities. And somebody is giving me some menial service. In the beginning, I was very happy to receive that, but why somebody is giving me this type of menial service? Doesn't he understand that I am now so advanced? So all these anarthas have to be cleared. And one may just keep thinking that, oh, why still I am not able to relish? So it is a matter of time only. One has to simply continue. When the Supreme Lord sees that he has completed devotional service, one day he will award. One day he will give the matchless gift of Krishna consciousness. One will be allowed to go in the spiritual world. That is the abode one is going to achieve after performing pure devotional service. And that can happen at any moment. It is not that I have to suffer life after life and just wait till, means Supreme Lord can get peace at any moment. He can just finish off everything and take us back home, back to God. And it is sure that after this life, at least one is guaranteed the human form of life. So one is coming closer and closer to perfection. Maybe in this life, after death, he is going back home, back to God. And time is getting smaller and smaller, or his time is getting over. It is not that one has to become old and then has to die and then go back home, back to God. One can die at any moment. We may not know. So therefore, and that the perfection is so closer, means we are so closer to perfection, one has to simply patiently continue and not give up. Srila Prabhupada, the last line, he says that the conclusion is that one should not give up pure devotional service. This is very important, very simple and very deep meaning in that. One should not give up that pure devotional service. Srila Prabhupada wanted that everyone should continue performing devotional service. Although there may be so many difficulties, our mind may give so many thoughts that maybe in this life I'm not able to perform. Maybe I will perform in the next life and achieve perfection. So many thoughts may come. But one should not give up. One should continue to perform devotional service. And one day the Supreme Lord will be pleased and He will allow us in His supreme abode. So that is the and Supreme Lord is also waiting for His devotees to come. It is not that we by our own endeavor can go there. No. We have to also endeavor, and the Supreme Lord's mercy also has to come. Just like in this pastime of Damodar, today is, happens to be Diwali also, Deepavali. On this day also there are, this is very significant. It is said that this pastime of Mother Yashoda tying Lord Krishna happened on this day. And we can see that in full month we are singing the glories of Lord Damodar. And what is the meditation? That let me always remember this form of Bal Gopal in my heart, so that and do not aspire for any kind of liberations or any kind of benediction. I am affected by so many worldly sorrows. But somehow that let me remember this wonderful form of Lord Krishna stealing butter, running away, and Mother Yashoda trying to catch him and tying him with rope. And in the beginning she was not able to tie him because the Supreme Lord did not allow her to tie. But when He allowed her to tie, then He was tied with the ropes of devotion. So therefore it was always falling short two fingers. That it was, it is, our acharyas explained that the two fingers means that one is our endeavor and another is the mercy of the Supreme Lord. When the Supreme Lord sees that we are endeavoring to perform His devotional service, then He will allow Himself to be tied with the rope of devotion. He will be always manifest in our heart. Yam Sham Sundaram Achanta Rupam Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena. Those whose eyes are anointed with the pure love of devotion, they will see the form of Lord Sham Sundara always in their heart. So Krishna also is very eager that we purify ourselves, and He is waiting for this devotion. And another significance of this day is also that on this day Lord Ramachandra returned back to His kingdom, Ayodhya. On the day of Dasara, He killed Ravan, and on the day of Deepavali, He went back to Ayodhya. And Ayodhya, what is Ayodhya? Oh, Ayodhya, it is said that where there is no war, oh, Ayodhya, where there is no war, the Lord went there. And people had these rows of lambs, Deepavali, that is also Deepavali, they also offered lambs. Put all the rows of lamps there to welcome the Supreme Lord, Lord Ram, again back to His own kingdom. So the Supreme Lord went to His kingdom where there was no fights, there were no wars. So the Supreme Lord can reside into that heart where there are no wars, where there are no conflicts in the heart, or where there are no anarthas within the heart. As long as there are anarthas within the heart, the Supreme Lord will not like to reside in such heart. So therefore, we meditate on this day that if Supreme Lord has to come and reside in our heart, then our heart should be very clean. Our heart should be free from all the anarthas. Then only the Supreme Lord will happily come and reside in our heart. And Srila Prabhupada has given this wonderful process by establishing ISKCON, where his temples are like Vaikunthas, where we can practice this type of devotional service. And when somebody sincerely practices, then the Supreme Lord is also pleased. Hare Krishna. Anyone has any questions or comments?
Hare Krishna Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
You mentioned about the nine limbs of bhakti, and you also mentioned the purification of consciousness. So from Shikshastakam, we hear Cheto Darpana Bhajanam. So by performing all nine limbs of bhakti, can we clean our chitta, or is it only by chanting of the holy name?
Can you repeat the last part?
Performing all nine limbs of bhakti, can we clean our chitta, or is it by only chanting of the holy name can we achieve that?
All nine processes of devotional service are powerful processes, definitely. Of course, in Kali Yuga, the chanting of the holy name is especially recommended by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came again in Kali Yuga to give this benediction, because he knew that Kali Yuga is a time of urgency. People do not have so much time to perform sacrifices or deity worship, go to the forest, or where the performing devotional service, they have to devote more time. Hearing also, we can see that when we are hearing, how many times mind is wandering here and there. So it is difficult, because any process we have to perform, our mind has to be focused. The mind somehow or other is focused, then one can perform any kind of devotional service and one can achieve the perfection. But of course, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given the simplest method, chanting of the holy name. Cheto Darpana Marjanam. It may appear that it is difficult because of our anarthas, because so many anarthas are just there in our heart for so many lifetimes. And therefore, it may appear that what is the effect? There is no effect. I am chanting for years after years after years, but still there is no effect. But we should be assured that the process is working. The process works. It is not that a process is not working. It may appear that it is very slow, but a process is working. It is just like taking the medicine. Like when you are diseased, we say that we go to a physician, take the medicine, and on the faith we take the medicine. We do not know that what is this medicine, what are the chemical composition of this medicine, and how it is going to affect my disease and how it is going to cure. We simply take the medicine according to the prescription. One should take the medicine according to the prescription. Correct. Then only it is going to affect. And in this Kali Yuga, this is the medicine. Bhavaushadhi Nivrutta Tarsha Upogya Mana. It is explained that who can release the Supreme Lord, Nivrutta Tarsha, when all the anarthas are removed, then only one can release. So Bhavaushadhi. What is Bhavaushadhi? Is the chanting of the Guru. This process of performing devotional service is the medicine. And that, how it is affecting us, how it affects, how to take that medicine. Not by eating, but that this medicine goes through ears, and where it goes, not in the stomach, but it goes into the heart. When we hear attentively, the medicine of the holy name goes into our heart and purifies the anarthas within the heart. That is the result. It is said that that satam prasangana mama virasam bhavanti rut karana rasayana katha tajoshanat apavarga vartmani shraddha ratir bhaktir anikramish satam prasangana mama virasam vidu bhavanti rut karana rasayana katha. That this, when we take this in the medicine karana rasayana, through karana means through ears, it goes to root, means it goes to the heart. And what is the effect? Tad joshanat apavarga vartan. Shraddha ratir bhakti ranikramishati. That means one develops faith in the process. Then the rati means attachment. And then finally devotional service. So there are different stages, different levels of devotional service. Means it is a science. Means sometimes it may appear that a person is doing chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, is chanting for years, no effect. But some other he is engaging that time to serve, and it's gradually affecting his consciousness. And then when somebody is more serious, he performs devotional service. So it is manifested externally that he is now engage into devotional service. Otherwise, he would have been doing some material activities. Srila Prabhupada says that those who are engaged into devotional service, you are worshipping Radha Krishna, they are all liberated. They are not able to see how they are liberated. But pure devotee can see that as long as one is performing devotional service, he is directly in touch with the Supreme Lord. These activities are to be performed on the liberated platform. When somebody is liberated completely, then one can perform devotional service. So it may appear that that the effect is not happening, our chitta, our heart is not getting filled. But it is acting, this process is acting. And what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, he gave this method. And he has given this Shikshashtram prayer. He has given this Shikshashtram prayers. In the very beginning he is saying that Chetu Darpanama. What is the effect of chanting the holy name? Chetu Darpana Marjanam. That is the effect. That our heart is like the mirror. When the mirror is covered by dirt, we cannot see the reflection of it. Isn't it so simple? But when that mirror is cleansed properly, everything is clean, the mirror properly, all the dirt, everything is clean, then you can see the reflection. So the heart is very pure. Now it is affected by so many anarthas, and so therefore that heart has to be, and this is of course the chanting the holy name, and the more attentively you chant, it is going to, we have to go more deeper and find out what are the anarthas which are troubling me. Sometimes one may think that now I have given up illicit sex, no meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling. Now I am advanced devotee. And feel one change at all? Feel why I'm not developing more attachment towards Lord Krishna. This is just the beginning. These are the gross anarthas one has given up. There are so many subtle anarthas out there. Those have to be given up. Then one can make more progress. When one is, and this will happen by chanting the holy name. Continuously chant. Therefore, Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur, when he was chanting the holy name, he was continuously chanting. He was not able to stop. He was so pure in his heart, but just by chanting the holy name, the heart had become so much clean that he did not have envy towards any living entity. He was not proud of his achievements that I am chanting 3 lakh names every day. Even that type of pride was also not there. Sometimes one may get proud of his devotional service. I am able to perform Nirjala Ekadashi. I do such austerities. I do not eat food till I finish all my rounds. I read for so many hours of the day. I can speak so eloquently. Different ways one may become proud. And Krishna knows everything. Krishna will purify everything. Krishna does not like pride. One cannot impress Krishna. One cannot impress Krishna that, oh, I am doing such nice devotional service and trying to impress Krishna. No, one cannot impress Krishna. Krishna cannot be impressed by small things. Krishna is impressed only by unalloyed devotional service. When he sees that one, his devotee is sincerely trying. Although it may be there are so many difficulties, obstacles, there is little obstacle we may give up. But in spite of that, one is continuously practicing, then Krishna will help one day and take out of this illusion. Or just like a person is just drowning in the ocean, he is drowning, he is not able to escape himself. But someone comes from the top and just pulls him out of the water. Then all problems are solved. He is out of the water. Correct. So therefore Lord says that Tesham Samudharta Mrityu Samsara Savata. We are drowning in the ocean of birth and death. And what the Lord does? He comes and just picks up from this ocean of birth and death and takes us back home, back to God. So therefore we should patiently wait for the mercy of the Lord, and then one day we'll be assured to go back home. All the heart will be clean. Any other question anyone has? First announcement was made, but again I will make the announcement. Today evening from 7 to 9, we have a very special darshan on the occasion of Deepotsav. The temple altar inside will be decorated with many, many lamps, and at the time Damodarashtakam will be sung. Devotees will be singing Damodarashtakam, and all the guests and visitors, devotees, can offer the lamps of devotion to Lord Damodar and derive maximum benefit of performing devotional service in this month of Kartik. And on Sunday also we'll be celebrating Annakoot festival, Govardhan Puja festival. It will begin around 12:30, 1 o'clock, and it will go on till 3:30, 4 o'clock. Those who are desirous to bring offerings, they can bring their offerings till 9:30, 10 o'clock, so that we can construct a mountain of all different foods and make a wonderful Govardhan Puja festival. Hare Krishna. And that prasadam of Govardhan will be distributed after the program to all the guests and devotees. Hare Krishna. Prabhupada ki jai, Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki.